1, 2, 3, take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
How big is your God? That's the question we've been thinking about over the past 4 days. And it's the question that was posed 50 years ago when the idea of Reformed Theological Seminary was first prayed over. But it is a question every believer confronts throughout our lives. The more you get to know the God of the Bible, you will keep rediscovering that He is much greater than you thought. That's what a new believer discovers. My favorite example of this is the story of Nebuchadnezzar in Daniel 3. When we come to believe in the God of the Bible, many of us have a Nebuchadnezzar-like moment. The great king of Babylon had a dream, do you remember? And no one could interpret it except Daniel. The king dreamed of a great tree that was chopped down. And when he asked Daniel what it meant, the Hebrew prophet said that, "It is you, O king, you are that tree, and you will be brought low until you acknowledge the God of Israel is the one true God." Nebuchadnezzar dismissed Daniel's words. Then one day, as he was out looking at his palaces, he made a very proud confession. He said, "Ah, is this not great Babylon, which I have built by my mighty power as a royal residence and for the glory of my majesty?" The text says immediately he heard a voice from heaven saying that he was going to lose everything until he acknowledged the Most High God. And that's what happened. He lost everything. I think it was C.S. Lewis who said, ultimately, there are only two kinds of people. Those who say, "Mine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory," like Nebuchadnezzar, and those who say, "Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory," like the Lord's Prayer. Nebuchadnezzar basically said, "I am big and God is small," and God humbled him. Nebuchadnezzar fell into a kind of insanity, and his mind was only restored when he humbled himself. He renounced his own divinity and acknowledged God. In a sense, this happens to every believer as we bow before the one true God and his Son, Jesus Christ. We come to our senses. But the discovery of the greatness of God doesn't stop there. It keeps happening throughout our lives. There's an ongoing rediscovery every time he asks us to step out in faith. Students make this discovery when they come to seminary. Most of them will not make large salaries in ministry positions, so when they come to RTS, they step out in faith and trust God to provide for them. Every ministry leader and missionary discovers the same thing when we step out in faith. I just put my second son on a plane to be a missionary in Asia. Letting go wasn't easy. And for him, stepping out was huge. But in going there, he's discovered God is there and his provider. Think of the great missionary pioneer William Carey, who said, "Expect great things from God, attempt great things for God." How could he say that? Because he knew he served a great God. Or think of missionary pioneer and statesman John Haggai, who said, "Attempt something so great for God that it's doomed to failure unless God is in it." Now, what would drive him to say that? Again, only faith in a great God. And as you step out and trust him, you'll discover, as Jeremiah did, that nothing is too hard for him. Or with the writer of Hebrews, you will learn to say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" Friend, how big is your God? In Prince Caspian, The Return to Narnia, by C.S. Lewis, that book ends with a wonderful scene. Lucy is finally reunited with Aslan. "Aslan, Aslan, dear Aslan," sobbed Lucy at last. The great beast rolled over on his side so that Lucy fell, half sitting, half lying between his front paws. He bent forward and just touched her nose with his tongue. His warm breath came all around her. She gazed up into the large, wise face. "Aslan," said Lucy, "you're bigger." Aslan replied, "That is because you're older, little one." "Not because you are?" Lucy asked. "I'm not," says Aslan, "but every year you grow, you will find me bigger." My friend, that's what happens. Every year you grow in Christ, you will find God to be greater than you previously thought. That's because he is very great. So let me ask you again, one more time. How big is your God?
Thanks for taking 5 minutes today to develop your mind for truth and heart for God with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of RTS, Orlando.